contract additional classrooms blocks the growing demand for education in Kasisi Ward. UPND Kasisi Ward Councillor Tinasha Gadizi disclosed that the school urgently needs a 1x3 classrooms blocks, noting that the current facility are inadequate for the large number of learners following the introduction of the free education policy. Mr. Gadazi told Zanisi that the school currently operates with only 1x3 classroom block servicing grade 1 to grade 9, forcing some learners to conduct lessons in nearby churches due to limited spaces. He added that increased enrollment across the ward and district has created an urgent need for additional classrooms and staff housings to support effective learning. Meanwhile, the councillor has commended government for the Constituents Development Fund, CDF, which he says is transforming lives in Kasisi Ward through various projects in education, agriculture, youth and energy. Mr. Kadazi noted that the fund is significantly contributing to the progress on key construction projects in the ward, the district and the nation at large. You're still with me, Alex Yanga. We have more in international and sports news after this break. Stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government effort in promoting legal and self-mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance. Qualification, National Registration Card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
Welcome back. Authorities in Tanzania are warning people to stay at home on Tuesday, saying the protests planned to mark the country's Independence Day are unlawfully and constitute an attempted coup. Activists and government opponents have called for protests after the violent crackdown on demonstrations during October's presidential elections. Rights groups say hundreds of people were killed and thousands arrested. The police said on Friday that any demonstration would be illegal since authorities had not received any formal notification from organizers. Police have confirmed the arrest of at least 10 people and opposition supporters for online posts connected to the planned protest. The United Nations has called on the government to respect people's rights to non-violent protest and warned against the use of excessive force. For more in international news, we monitor BBC.
With neither side showing any sign of backing down, border fighting between Cambodia and Thailand has intensified. The Thai military said there were clashes in 5 border provinces and 3 of its soldiers have been killed since the ceasefire broke down on Sunday. Cambodia says Thai attacks have killed 7 civilians. A study by the Sudan Witness Project has found that at least 1,700 civilians have been killed in airstrikes by Sudan's armed forces since the start of the civil war. The investigation revealed that warplanes had launched over 300 bombings of residential neighbourhoods, markets and schools. In Benin, the Chief of Army Staff, General Abu Issa, and the head of the National Guard, Colonel Faizu Gomina, abducted during Sunday's failed coup attempt, have been rescued in an intelligence-led operation. Security forces are still searching for the coup leader. In a major reversal of policy, the Trump administration is allowing the US chipmaker Nvidia to sell advanced AI chips to China, excluding the company's most advanced semiconductors. The Democratic Senator, Elizabeth Warren, said President Trump was risking turbocharging China's bid for technological dominance. A new law comes into force in a few hours' time in Australia, banning under-16s from social media platforms, including Snapchat, TikTok and Instagram. The populist billionaire businessman Andrej Babiš has been appointed Prime Minister of the Czech Republic at a ceremony in the capital, Prague. It's his second time in the role. He last ran the country between 2017 and 2021. One of the leading candidates in Honduras' knife-edge presidential election has said corrupt people are manipulating the count. Salvador Nasralla is trailing Nasri Asfura, the hard-right candidate openly favoured by Donald Trump, by a slim margin. And an American astronaut and two Russian cosmonauts have returned to Earth after an eight-month mission to the International Space Station.
Now sports.
And finally in sports news, 2012 Africa Cup of Nations winning skipper Christopher Katongo says the national should not put too much pressure on the AFCON-bound Zambia national team ahead of the tournament. Speaking to FAS Media, Katongo said he was happy that the team was now back to qualification to the AFCON, which was the surest way to get back to the top. He says that the national cannot push these guys to go and win the Africa Cup, as to win, the team needs more experience, more participation to the AFCON. Katongo says for Zambia to win the AFCON, they had to endure early eliminations in 2006, 2008 and 2010 before lifting the trophy in 2012. And that sports item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, look at stories making headlines. Zambia's Constitutional Court has granted leave to two groups to join as interested parties in the petition challenging the legality of the Technical Committee on Constitutional Amendments. Workers on the construction of Litoyo Maternity Annex at Litoyo Rural Health Center in Lubosi Ward have reached 85% completion stage. And in international news, authorities in Tanzania are warning people to stay at home on Tuesday, saying the protest planned to mark the country's Independence Day are unlawful and constitute an attempted camp. And finally in sports news, AFCON winning skipper soaks off pressure from Chipolopolo ahead of the tournament. Thank you for listening to One Love Radio. Call us for news tips on 0972-400-816 or email us on onelovenews@gmail.com or visit our website at www.onelovezambia.com. It has been Alex Yanga. Stay tuned and stay blessed.
The One Love Radio News.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
We are taxpayer-focused. We act with integrity. We are professional. We are innovative, and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia. Evidence of economic activities or business transactions such as books, records or invoices as required by law, and submit or present the data or documentation required by the Zambia Revenue Authority accurately and timely in accordance with the tax laws.
Freedom of expression is the fundamental human right to hold opinions and freely express oneself. It includes the right to seek, receive and impart information and ideas, and the right to speak, to be heard, and to participate in politics and social life without interference, using any medium, including speech, writing, art, and online platforms. Freedom of expression is a civil and political.
When everybody thinks you're perfect.
I beg you, take it all away. The pain it causes, it makes me wish I could fade away. If they knew what you knew, they'd probably shun me. I'm surprised you know it all and you love me. I know I'll break your heart. Body of death, give me rest if my heart stops. then it don't hurt no more. Can't get worse no more. Can't pursue all these desires, it ain't cursed no more. No more lies about my worth no more. I understand the thoughts of suicide that do reside, but when I stop and think about my family, I feel new inside. I promise I would die a thousand deaths before I cause them any pain, but somehow I end up killing everything. I cry for you if you feel